Adrenaline pumping, heart pacing, racing, altercations be lit. Blood drip, stain the ground, broke it down, you hit. Same hood, different day, same whip, different clip, letting off. Somehow we end up in the same shit.
She don't fuck with niggas, cause niggas is the reason she got herself inside of this situation in the first place. Brooklyn Murder Lab is her birthplace. Facing the city, quoting Biggie, all on her worst days. I used to take the train with her, so none of these lames get her the danger. Living where she was at was a plain picture. I used to paint pictures on how we could gain riches together. Instead of listening, she kinda just blew me off. Paid it no mind, but it kinda just threw me off. I guess I figured everybody want riches and of course. But she just wanted a better family because her parents divorced. Early her papa, he was taken by the force. Mother on crack and she never had time to bathe us. Then she gave us to her uncle, a brother who played the savior. Till the day he started dating this chick that had put him up on mad pills and fucking up mad bills. She told me that one night he had got so fucked up he fell asleep on his sofa. Then woke up a new persona and walked inside of her room and told her remove her clothing and forcefully started choking her, telling her not to move. Before she could even finish, she broke out in tears and didn't. Told me that for years, this night was a repetition of feeling of fear. That she couldn't see the exit, acquitted, the feeling was there. Started talking lower as she told me, come here. She said she had to make choices, so she got involved with niggas that make noise with them things you feel. Ran off in her uncle's spot with the stainless steel. Put the burner to his face with this aim to kill. And said she don't fuck with niggas, cause niggas is the reason she got herself inside of this situation in the first place. Thinking if his intimidation was the worst case, she sat back and blew six in that boy's face. Shot. Fuck with niggas, cause niggas is the reason he got himself inside of this situation in the first place. He had no father figure. He told me that his papa got shot in the face and he can't wait to find out who his killer. He dedicated his life and hours of notice to find out who had a motive to kill his only father. He felt it had to be somebody close. It couldn't be somebody far away that didn't know him. But take this part in. When he was younger, he used to roll with his cousin, a woman that used to show him the ropes. She used to tell him, don't ever let no nigga or woman touch her. And if somebody do, then all they would hear was the bucka, 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 bucka. One day he was on the block rolling. Then this crack fiend woman came to him, told him that she was his mother, man, and shit had him frozen. He ain't won't believe it till she said, boy, you got a birthmark above your scrotum. Scar up on your eye came from when you was four and you fell off in the road. At that point, he looked at her face and he froze. She told him, hold on, it's something she gotta show him. She said to him, I was gon' wait until you got older, but something was on my mind, was pressing, I had to show ya. The whole block know me and the whole block know ya. The whole block been knew this story, but they ain't told ya. His mom says to him, I hope you know your papa's a good man, but he just had some nonsense to him. Well, one night he's fucked up on the pills. I'm trying to tell him stop, but everything I'm saying fails. You see your little cousin in Brooklyn, will we relieve ya? I know she like you, but the story's more deeper. You see, your father used to be a creeper. He used to fuck her, used to touch her, used to beat her, used to leave her. So confused, she would lay some old coke and reefer. Wait, I know you wanna interrupt, but just get deeper. You been living this mission, you tryna figure who's the nigga or the perpetrator of killing your pops, nigga. Well, your cousin is the reason he got shot, nigga. She put six shots in him out the Glock, nigga. His anger was dwelling all on his mind. He didn't know what to do, he started gripping in his nine, and before he knew it, he aimed it up at his mom, and he shot her right in the spine. He said, this is why my life has been full of lies. Don't nobody care for me, fuck it, what's the use in trying? This Glock on my side, if I put it to my mind, I know that I'ma die, but in heaven I'll be alive.
Adrenaline pumping, heart pacing, racing, altercations we lit. Blood drip, stain the ground, bog it down, you hit. Same hood, different day, same whip, different clip, letting off. Somehow we end up in the same shit. Stunt, get jumped on, slashed or dumped on. Same block you pump on, the spot you get slumped on. Tory told me the story, it sounded a little crazy. Lil Nas, a little Tupac, Brenda's having a baby. How much pressure can you take for you? Snap a break, love turn to hate. Fuck shit, a fake, your next move may raise the murder rate from Avis to Savage to semi-automatics. It's tragic how the static I have us going at it.
Sour.